Good morning. That circulation, which has been dominating our weather picture over the last several days, is slowly easing south of the Canadian Maritimes and filling in a bit. The result will be that its influence on our weather will be less today and heading toward the end of the week. Still, we'll have a fair amount of clouds backing in from the north and east, although showers will be few and far between, if any at all, today. In fact, I think we're going to have more in the way of sunshine across interior New York and New England. We will have our cloudy periods, but the sun will mix in enough from time to time to allow our temperatures to moderate a bit and in most places get through the 50s and toward the 60-degree mark. High pressure at the surface will dominate, keeping us dry tonight with partly cloudy skies. Lows still a bit chilly and mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And that same high will keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. And highs will be back into the lower and middle 60s. On Friday, a disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley. Sunshine will eventually give way to increasing clouds. And there is the risk of a late day shower. High temperatures back into the lower 60s, though. That system in the Ohio Valley will combine with another upper-level disturbance diving in from southern Ontario, and this will create another unsettled stretch of weather that will take us through the weekend. So skies will be cloudy with occasional showers on Saturday. Highs will be around 60, and right now it looks like showers will last into the day on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy back into the upper 50s. This next system will also be slow to move out, so it looks like showers will linger into Monday with highs near 60 before sunshine comes back on Tuesday, pushing us up into the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern through the middle to end of the week will evolve from an omega block pattern with upper-level lows over the southwest and the one here off the New England coast to a more progressive pattern by the end of the week. The upper low is forecast to reach the central plains by tomorrow morning and become weaker while sustaining a front across the Ohio Valley and central plains. In terms of sensible weather, there will be scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms from the central Rockies east to the Ohio Valley and Appalachians, with the greatest rainfall amounts likely across Kansas and also for portions of West Virginia. Severe weather is also possible from Texas to Indiana over the next couple of days with the moisture return from the Gulf of Mexico. And the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area in a slight risk for severe thunderstorms with high winds, hail, and a few tornadoes, all possible. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Adrian is located approximately 460 miles south-southeast of Salina Cruz, Mexico. Adrian is moving toward the northeast near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts, and some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and some fog, 19 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and fog and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 34, 86% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 13 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature 45, that's 11 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 1.68 inches above normal, and 15.58 inches for the year, which is 3.44 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45, the record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont. as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch milder, lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, a late-day shower possible Friday in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers Saturday near 60. Mostly cloudy with showers Sunday, upper 50s. More clouds and scattered showers Monday around 60. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 60s by Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.